In today's show, I'll be breaking down how much that $1,200 stimulus check would be worth today if you would have invested it into Bitcoin, Ethereum, and various other crypto assets. Also in today's show, U.S. banking giant Morgan Stanley buys over $250 million worth of Grayscale Bitcoin Trust shares. That's right, we're talking about a massive nine-figure purchase. We'll also be remembering the Cypherpunk and Bitcoin OG, Hal Finney, who left us 7 years ago, and he talked about a $10 million Bitcoin, quoting him right here, as an assuming thought experiment. Imagine that Bitcoin is successful and becomes a dominant payment system in the use throughout the world. Then the total value of the currency should be equal to the total value of all the wealth in the world. Current estimates of total worldwide household wealth that I have found range from $100 trillion to $300 trillion. With 20 million coins, that gives each coin a value of about $10 million per BTC. Also in today's show, breaking news, the Belarus president urges Belarusians to mine cryptocurrency rather than pick strawberries abroad. That's right. President Alexander Lukashenko has advised workers to stay in their home country instead of immigrating to fill low-paid farming jobs in Poland and Germany. The Belarusian leader pointed to an alternative source of income, noting there's enough electricity in Belarus to power cryptocurrency mining. Also in today's show, asset management giant Fidelity, who currently controls over $10.4 trillion in assets under management, is now predicting a $100 million Bitcoin price by 2035. And as I broke down in yesterday's episode, they're projecting a $1 million Bitcoin price in 2026. Well, according to the stock to flow model, the firm is putting out bullish reports on Bitcoin and sees the leading digital asset hitting $1 million before this decade and over a whopping $100 million by 2035. I'll be breaking this down for you. And as Danny Scott shares here, Bitcoin is only 20x away from $1 million. It's increased 20x from this time 4 years ago. Nothing is off the table. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and most major altcoins are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. Make some noise in the live chat. Let me know where you're from. I'm broadcasting from Puerto Rico. And as usual, we have a lot to cover. So let's dive right in. Crypto has started to bull in 2020 at the height of the pandemic. Most thought that the financial markets would suffer greatly when most of the world went into lockdown. But gratefully, this was not the case. And although the various markets had experienced price crashes at the beginning of this pandemic, then the market started to pick back up. Both stocks and cryptocurrency markets had recovered even past their various points before the crash. The recovery was at various points attributed to governments providing relief for citizens who could not work in the form of stimulus checks. How many of you have received your government stimulus checks and how many of you put it into cryptocurrency? Make some noise in the live chat. Now, obviously, these checks were to enable individuals who could not afford it to be able to stay at home and also have their basic needs met. Governments even went as far as announcing rent and mortgage freezes across the country in a bid to keep everyone in a home. That's right, we're talking about Operation Lockdown. These checks were spent by most on food and bare necessities because the people receiving these stimulus checks needed the money to just survive. However, for those people who can afford to invest that money and just look at it as free money that they can use to put into cryptocurrency, they've seen some pretty nice returns. Now let's talk about this free money and what it would look like if you would have invested it into this bull market. market as this leads to the $1 million question. If a person had invested their $1,200 stimulus check issued by the U.S. government back in April of 2020, how much would that investor have across various assets? Let's break it down. To start out, we'll look at Bitcoin. If $1,200 was invested into the king of all crypto back in April 2020 in current August prices, that investment would be worth a whopping $9,000. Now, for the $1 million question, how many of you invested your $1,200 stimulus check into Bitcoin? Holla at your boy in the live chat. And if you did, congratulations on those nice gains. Now, the price of Bitcoin has risen over 600% since then. And next up would be Ethereum. Putting a $1,200 stimulus check into Ethereum back in 2020 at this point, the investor would have over $22,500. This is even higher than the price of Bitcoin, given that the price of Ether has outperformed the price of Bitcoin for the past year. That's right. Just over a year ago, Ethereum was like $100. So it's literally went up over 30x. And once again, if you would have put your $1,200 stimulus check into Ethereum, you'd have over $22,500. Not too shabby, eh? Now, other altcoins besides Ethereum have also done very well in the past year. These include Dogecoin, Cardano, Solana, and Hex. $1,200 put into Doge would be worth now over $200,000. Crazy, right? And a $1,200 investment into Cardano would be worth over $90,000. And Solana would presently be worth over $120,000. And last but not least, a $1,200 investment into Hex would be worth over $300,000 in 2021. Now, these numbers go to show the absolutely massive returns that the cryptocurrency market can bring. And although this is largely dependent on the investor's ability to hodl through every peak and get through all that FUD and trough until the asset gets to this point. So there you have it. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, U.S. banking giant Morgan Stanley buys over $250 million worth of Grayscale Bitcoin Trust shares, as well as the Belarus president urges Belarusians to mine cryptocurrency rather than pick strawberries abroad, as well as Fidelity predicting a $100 million Bitcoin price by 2035. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, a slight correction with Bitcoin down 1% for the day, but still trading above 48,400. We have Ether down 1%, trading just above 3,200. Polkadot down almost 2%, trading at $26. Solana down 1.5%, trading at $93. Cardano, one of the few in the green, up 1.6%, trading at $2.90. And Chainlink down 0.5%, trading just under $26. All right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Banking giant Morgan Stanley has made a nine-figure investment in the digital currency investment product Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, better known as GBTC. GBTC gives institutional investors exposure to Bitcoin as shares are based on the performance of the top crypto. Now, filings with the U.S. SEC shows the financial titan invested into the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust through four different funds. The investment bank's Insight Fund, which has $8.1 billion in assets, purchased 928,000 shares of Grayscale Bitcoin Trust worth $36.19 million. The Morgan Stanley Institutional Fund, with net assets worth $5.6 $3 billion, made up the bank's biggest investment into the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust. It bought a total of 4,772,000 shares worth a total of $186.11 million in 12 separate purchases. Holy moly. The Morgan Stanley Institutional Fund Trust Discovery Portfolio, which has net assets worth $5.1 billion, bought 611,000 shares worth $23.86 million. And the Morgan Stanley Variable Insurance Fund, which has net assets worth $237 million, made two separate purchases for a total of 179,000 shares worth over $7 million. Now, the four funds bought a total of 6,491,686 shares of Grayscale Bitcoin Trust worth $253 million. And according to the SEC documents, Morgan Stanley's round of investments was made prior to the June 30th reporting period, suggesting that the banking giant loaded up on Grayscale Bitcoin Trust shares while Bitcoin was trading close to $30,000. Smart move. Now, Morgan Stanley's big Grayscale Bitcoin Trust purchase comes amid a year-long wave of crypto adoption from large banking players, as last week, a Bloomberg report revealed that financial behemoth Citigroup was working to allow institutional clients access to Bitcoin futures trading products. So there you have it. Let the massive Bitcoin adoption continue. Now, let's all show some love to the cypherpunk and Bitcoin OG, Hal Finney, who left us 7 years ago and a true pioneer in the space. Show him some love in the comments right down below. He talks about a $10 million Bitcoin, which I shared with you in the intro of the show. And let's just talk about that total addressable market. Michael Saylor says it's currently over $500 trillion. So could you imagine a $10 million Bitcoin price becoming a reality? I know I can. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, Belarus's president urges Belarusians to mine crypto rather than pick strawberries abroad, as well as Fidelity predicting a $100 million Bitcoin price by 2035. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.1 trillion with about $97 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 43.7% with the Ether dominance at 18% even. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Arweave leading the pack up 27%, trading just above $46. Near Protocol up 18.5%, trading above $6. And Bitcoin Gold up about 15%, trading just under $84. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 72 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday was a 78 in extreme greed, the same as last week with a 76, and last month a 53 neutral. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Lukashenko calls on Belarusian workers to build mining farms and not work at foreign farms. That's right, during a meeting at the state-owned enterprise JSE Belaruskali, one of the world's largest producers of potash fertilizers, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko urged employees to use the available surplus electricity to mine cryptocurrency. The head of state also remarked that Belarusian workers are not wanted abroad except for farming jobs. We must understand that they are not waiting for us anywhere. And if someone is, it may be on plantations, Lukashenko warned in a video posted on this Telegram channel. Now, his speech was quoted by ForkLog and the Russian business news portal, RBC. Lukashenko said that guest workers are squirming in the strawberry farms of Poland and Germany. The Belarusian leader visited Pieterka, a town in the southern Gomel region, where he also attended the opening ceremony of a mining and processing plant. In his address, the president pointed out that the area has a lot of empty industrial sites and called on his audience to use the available space and abundant energy to build greenhouses, for example. He then added, create something on electricity. In the end, start mining cryptocurrency or whatever it's called. There is enough electricity in the country. Very powerful words coming from the Belarus president. As you can see, cryptocurrency or whatever it's called, just start mining it already, shall we? It's also important to point out that Belarus legalized crypto-related business activities, including mining, with a presidential decree that went into force back in March of 2018. And in April of 2019, Alexander Lukashenko suggested that Bitcoin farms could be built at the nuclear power plant in Grodno region on the Lithuanian border to utilize the surplus electrical energy produced by the NPP. Now, in November of last year, the country's largest banking institution, Belarus Bank, launched a service allowing users to buy and sell digital currencies with a Visa card. However, during a meeting with senior government officials in March of this year, the Belarusian president hinted at tightening the regulatory framework to control the usage of cryptocurrencies, citing as an example China's experience in the building of a digital society. So there you have it. Which countries do you feel will be next to adopt Bitcoin as the legal tender? I also talked about Cuba a few days back, also embracing Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And before I break down our final story of the day, Fidelity predicting a $100 million Bitcoin price by 2035 and surpassing the seven-figure mark in 2026. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 900 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also have some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at CryptoNewsAlerts.net. Yes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit the bell icon to turn on all notifications and help me get to 50,000 subs. I appreciate your continued support. You can also follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. Of course, you can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And for those of you on Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok, be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Boston Boston-based investment giant Fidelity Group is injecting a heavy dose of hopium into the market with its latest very special webinar, where it took a deep dive into Bitcoin and its possible effects on the market. Fidelity, which also has its own crypto arm, Fidelity Digital Assets, that builds enterprise-grade Bitcoin custody services for large institutions, isn't new to the space, as it first started mining Bitcoin back in 2014, and then Ethereum as well. Now the firm is putting out bullish reports on Bitcoin and sees the leading digital asset hitting $1 million before this decade is over, and a whopping $100 million by 2035. As you can see in this infamous Bitcoin stock the flow chart, which shows the Bitcoin price going parabolic over the years. That's right, we're talking about literally hitting $1 million in 2026, as Fidelity predicts. And I've been talking about hitting a $1 million Bitcoin price for many years now, by the year 2025. So it's interesting that Fidelity projects it just 1 year later. Now, this much hopium was difficult to digest for some. As one Redditor noted, Bitcoin is not going to reach $100 million. That would give it a market cap of $2,100 trillion. The total wealth of the entire world is $418 trillion. Now, Jurian Timmer, the director of Global Macro Fidelity, hosted the event that shared several charts to help the audience understand Bitcoin better. One of the charts depicts Bitcoin's adoption curve based on active address count and compares it with broadband subscriptions, internet users, and mobile phone subscribers. The webinar also discusses purchasing power of various assets, not covering Bitcoin, where stocks are the clear winner at $3.9 billion, followed by bonds at $19.9 billion, and cash at $326,000 compared to the inflation index. The purchasing power of the dollar has the least in fiat at a mere 2 cents. Even the safe haven gold isn't doing much better at $94 when the inflation index has a reading of 65 bucks. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding Fidelity's prediction of $1 million Bitcoin price in 2026, as well as $100 million Bitcoin price by 2035. Holla at your boy. And checking out this tweet from Danny Scott of Coin Corner, he wrote, Bitcoin is only 20x away from $1 million. It's increased 20x from this time 4 years ago. Nothing is off the table. That's right, because anything is possible with BTC. When do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to surpass that critical seven-figure mark? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show, we discussed how much your $1,200 stimulus check would be worth if you would have invested it into various crypto assets. Also in today's show, we shared breaking news. U.S. banking giant Morgan Stanley buys over $250 million worth of Grayscale Bitcoin Trust shares. Also in today's show, we talked about the Belarus president urging Belarusians to mine cryptocurrency rather than pick strawberries abroad. Also in today's show, we discussed Fidelity predicting a $100 million Bitcoin price by 2035 and a seven-figure Bitcoin price in 2026. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Daoling Zhang wrote, it's hard to imagine what a $1 million Bitcoin would feel like because it seems so far off from now, but just look at what Bitcoin did at each halving. Bitcoin rallied 3,400% plus after halving one and 4,080% after halving two. If it goes up another modest 3,000% after halving three in this four-year cycle, it'll be $7,500 Bitcoin times 30, which is $225,000 per Bitcoin at the peak of cycle four. $1 million Bitcoin is easily achievable in cycle five after the next halving in 2024. I absolutely love it. You have my mouth watering. I appreciate the breakdown and the math. This next comment comes from Katie Lux, who wrote, thanks, JV. Your show and fam is the best. Love it. Never miss it. Catch the replay on Joe Rogan's Spotify. If I miss you live, I appreciate your continued support, Katie. You are the greatest. And the third and final comment comes from Nate, who wrote, always enjoy your reports. A question, is there a crypto exchange out there that I could open an account on and not just trade Bitcoin and Ethereum and a few other altcoins, but be able to trade pretty much any altcoins or tokens, established or new, anywhere on the price scale? If there is one, is there perhaps a combination of, say, two or three that together accomplish this aim? And if so, which are they? I think the biggest one out there currently is Binance. They literally have hundreds of cryptocurrencies for you to trade from. Another is Bitrex. Another one for the United States people is Coinbase. There's also Coinbase Pro. There's so many out there. What I like to do is go to CryptoMarketCap.com Crypto.com, and you can search the crypto that you want to trade, and then you can see the top exchanges it's currently listed on. I appreciate the comment, and to be featured in tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with the deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?